helped out in finance. But my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a new or used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars from Decker, Michigan. For the last 24 years, I've been excited to put people into new vehicles, used vehicles, and make their purchases as easy as possible. I'm a certified new and used car salesperson, plus I'm the internet sales manager here at Moore Motors. I really enjoy putting people in the vehicle that they want or figuring out what vehicle they want with them and getting them the best deal possible and making them smile. The thing I like about working here at Moore Motors is we are transparent for as far as pricing goes, and there's no games and gimmicks. We're not trying to bring people in with a $99 lease that you've got to jump through hoops to qualify for. The most satisfaction I get is when a customer tells me that this was the easiest car purchase that they've ever had. Our whole job is to make you completely satisfied, so you'll tell everybody to come on in to Moore Motors and deal with Denny King or deal with one of the other sales staff. So if you're looking for a new Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, come see me, Denny the King of Cars, at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com. You really do get more here at Moore Motors in Carroll.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and 5x5 or 5x6 starting at $499. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the Ruger AR-450, and exclusive Model 77 Hawkeye 450 in 20-inch or 24-inch barrels. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch Camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center Open House Saturday, October 5th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leopold. Visit randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on michiganstumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to michiganstumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to michiganstumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's michiganstumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at michiganstumb.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Orion Physical Therapy.
Passing between our throws downfield to the far sideline, has a receiver out there, but it's Nathan Seaman, and it falls incomplete. Good coverage there by the other secondary. Looks like number 22, Kyle Sweeney, was in defense, breaks it up, third down and 15.
Yeah, lots of contact, but very unintentional contact. Both guys looking for the football, so they allow that to happen. And as the ball comes down, Nathan Seaman's not able to go up and catch it at its highest point, which allows the shorter defensive back to make a play on the ball, and he does a great job knocking it to the ground. And that's going to bring up third and 15 now for Harbor Beach.
This is the first third down situation Harbor Beach has really had to contend with in far territory. And it's going to be broken up in the backfield once again as they try to go through a trickery to Anderson in 30. And Carson Wesley was there to just absolutely beat it up and shoot up in the backfield. And it's going to be a fourth and a country mile here for the Pirates way back at their own 32-yard line.
And that's more like the Bearcat defense we're used to seeing. And single-handedly, Carson Wesley blew up that play as he got into the backfield and was trying to stop Kadar. And when he dove to get him, the pitch came in the reverse. And when Michael Anderson got the ball, oh, Carson Hoskey is already on the ground. He just reaches up and trips up Michael Anderson for another loss on the play, about 5 yards, and a great play by him. And it's going to force now Harbor Beach to probably punt it away.
And then punted a poor little pooch kick from Anderson. It bounces out of bounds at about the 35-yard line, where they will be moving left for him at the 38-yard line, according to Wisconsin. So Harbor Beach stops Harbor Beach in their tracks for -1 yards on that drive. on a quick three and out, and now Ubley back on offense, trailing 7-0 with a minute 36 left in this first quarter.
Unfortunately for Michael Anderson there, if he was trying to hit that iron on the green, he pushed it and missed it to the right, because there was nobody back there. Of course, Harvey's lines up like they're going to go for it, and they let him pooch one out of there, but if you're a defense, you have to respect the fact that they may just throw for it, and if he'd have just kicked it down the middle of the field, there's nobody there, and allow that ball to just hop and roll as far back as it could, but instead, with a lot of momentum, it goes out of bounds. So a little bit of break for the home team, but a great stop and response to that touchdown by the Bearcat defense, and now their offense will come on the field with a chance to get this game back to even.
And thank you for all those who have endured all of our technology issues as usual here. Minute 36 left in this first quarter. We're now on our backup systems again. 7-0, Ubley Beach leads, but Ubley's last defensive stance was the defense that we've heard all season long from the Bearcats. Stopped Ubley Beach for a negative 1 yard loss. Now their offense back on the field at the 38-yard line. Left Roy Cross Radio trailing 7-0 with 96 seconds left here in the first quarter. Coming out with team formation, Sweeney is under center, three men backfield. Holeski, Ozentoski, and Oberski. Shane Ozentoski with a big run. He gets out for a big chunk. He even has the first down. It's an 11-yard gain as he's finally brought down by Dylan Tadar, the safety, after an 11-yard gain out to the 49-yard line, move the chains.
Nice run there by Shane Ozentoski, and your senior now trying to set the pace for this offense. You feed him the football, and he's able to get through that defensive line. That's when things can happen. He gets through that big front. There's some running room out there, and when Shane Ozentoski gets moving, he's a big guy, and he just runs people over and rumbles and bumbles his way for a most important first down for the Bearcats, their first one of the game.
In the T formation, working off the left hash of the 49-yard line, it's another handoff to Ozentoski, and I will reach him there to stop him at the 49-yard line on the other side. And they're going to say forward progress hasn't stopped at the 49. The ball popped out after the forward progress was stopped. As Colin Oberski, the ball carrier, is there. Second down. Second down, 8 yards to go from the 49. 45 seconds up here in this first quarter.
A good decision there by the officials. Colin Oberski had completely stopped and hit a wall and was moving backward as them Harbor Beach defensive linemen ended up ripping it out, which looked like a turnover, but his momentum had definitely stopped, and it was simply a 2 yard gain for Colin Oberski on that play. Second down and 8 for the Bearcats.
Same exact formation inside Harbor Beach territory at the 49 yard line. Left or right across your radio. Sweeney keeps it for himself, coming around the right side, and there is Michael Anderson to stop him for a loss of 2 on the play, back inside Ubley territory, their 49-yard line, and now it's going to be 3rd and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats.
And that's just Michael Anderson getting off his block and getting in position to make that tackle. Whoever's out there blocking didn't have a chance, and Michael Anderson's able to make that tackle in the backfield sector for a small loss.
And that's the end of the first quarter. We have one touchdown between these two squads. Ubley Beach 7, Ubley nothing. And it's been back and forth. Both squads have had two complete drives. Ubley on their third drive of the night. They had their first one result in a 4 and out, a 3 and out. The second one results in a 3 and out. And this last one, they've been starting to move the ball a little bit. But now they flip the field and they're at their own 49-yard line. They've had an 11-yard gain, mostly all from that Shane Ozentoski run. And now we move on to the second quarter. Ubley's going to be facing a 3rd and 10. Dave Hanson, what are you seeing so far in this ball game?
Well, what we're seeing is the Ubley Bearcats trying to find that momentum, and they just kind of had it going there. But good defenses find ways to change momentum quickly, and Harbor Beach's defense just did that. They just stopped Casey Sweeney in the backfield for a loss, and now it's going to be 3rd down and a long ways to go for Ubley, and it's not the situation that their offense wants to be in. So after a big play, then it's a small play and then a loss to negate that small game. So 3rd down and 10 is not situations the Bearcats want to be in, but showing signs of that offense finding some openings, and that's what we're looking for. Because if Ubley doesn't find that momentum, Harbor Beach is going to take huge advantage, and that's not what they want to see here at home on homecoming night.
7-0, Harbor Beach after 12 minutes of play. Ubley facing a 3rd and 10 from their own 49-yard line. Now going right to left across the radio, and they're on the spread formation. Two receivers wide to the left, one to the right, one man in the backfield with Sweeney to his right. And it's going to be a handoff to number 30, Carson Holeski, who goes right between the tackles. Gets out to the 46-yard line in average territory for a 5-yard gain. Tackle made by number 74, Grant Smiglinski, as well as Keaton Boyd, middle linebacker for Harbor Reach. Thompson short of the first down, but Dave, is this four down territory for the other Bearcats?
Here you are again. This is the third time I think they've had fourth down.